This is the Closet Geek, episode 71 for February 5th, 2015.
This is Ricky from Heroes of Cosplay, and you're listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello!
Hello everybody. You know, I was thinking maybe we should have like an introduction episode soon, because I had some people tell me that they have a hard time telling us apart, because we all sound the same.
We all sound alike.
You know, and I was like, well, we are brothers, so that makes sense. I listen and I think, no big deal, but just to throw it out there, let us know if we should do a reintroduction episode. If you're listening, let us know, send us an email.
Yeah. Okay. And also, I will apologize ahead of time for my computer is being really slow and we can't figure out why, and because my service provider must be just really stinky right now. But, so if for some reason our audio sounds a little funny, it's because of that.
But it's Barry's fault.
It's my fault. So, but anyway, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we can recommend to you. So, Mike, you went last week, so why don't you go first this week?
Sure. I did Fan X, as we talked about last week. I'm not sure if I mentioned that I got some stickers that I'm going to put on my car. I got a Robotech sticker.
That's a nice one.
It's a Robotech sticker, and I got a Nerve.
Oh, cool.
Symbol for the Evangelion.
Yeah.
So nice. I'm going to put those. I am putting stickers on my car. I'm usually kind of an anti-sticker guy, but I can't help it. I'm too much of a fan of those series.
I mean, are you going to do it like on your car or just like in the back window?
No, like on the window, so I can remove them.
Okay.
But, you know, for those who don't know, if you actually look at my credit card, credit card is the Nerve symbol as well.
How'd you do that?
They approved it because they probably didn't realize it was copyrighted. See, I have actually tried to reapply for a higher res picture with a new credit card, and they've denied it. Because but they keep approving my old one, so
old
I have
one.
To just
That's
but,
hilarious.
You know, whatever. So you know, I was able to geek out with copywritten, you know, information. Wahaha! Always a pirate. Okay. But
a pirate's life for me.
Yeah. Is that often as in frequently or often as in one without parents?
Yes.
So, as I spoke of last week, I finished the first season of Do Ra Ra Ra. And so I started on the second season, which is Do Ra 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 times two show. It's so fun. It's such a good show. It might have a funny title, but the characters are all well developed and consistently interesting. And the storyline is very political, where there's a lot of cross play in the characters' lives. And it's interesting to see how things get manipulated. So it's interesting. But, Log Horizon season 2 is still going strong. I finished Tenchi Muyo Ai. So I finished all 56 episodes, although they were only like 5 minutes long because they're micro episodes.
Oh, that's weird.
And so it's kind of a new thing where some shows are going micro episode, to do that. But that was fun. It felt very much a traditional Tenchi Muyo style story. And then, Aldnoa Zero season 2, I've watched the first 4 episodes of that.
Cool.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't started watching
it yet. Yeah, and then just that's kind of been my week in geek. I did pick up Paranormal Investigations from our friends at Touch Paper Press.
Did you play it?
I haven't played it yet, but I've read the rules and unpackaged everything. So I need, it's 3 to 4 players. So I can't just play with Kathy and I.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going to have to see if Kathy and I and maybe Lance can sit down and learn how to play it.
Right.
But it only takes, it says, about 10 minutes to play. So it's kind of a party game where you can play it over and over and over.
Okay. Sure.
But yeah, TV shows, all the shows are back up and running, everybody. So, if you're a fan, Agent Carter, this last episode was really good. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. A lot of people, for some reason, it was getting bad ratings, because people weren't watching it. And I guess there was a little bit of a push online for people to be like, hey, you know, why aren't you watching this? And so hopefully it sticks around because it's actually written really well. And, it's actually one of the shows or one of the only shows right now that passes the, oh gosh, help me out, Ryan. It's that.
Oh, yes.
The
I know what you're talking about.
The Bechdel test. It's the only show on TV right now on like a major network that supposedly passes that with flying colors. Like
Because,
every episode.
Well, because it's a female lead to begin with.
Yeah, one, it's a strong female lead. And two, there's other strong female characters that she consistently speaks with.
They have
conversations that don't incur, like, they don't talk about men, for example. They just talk about life and themselves and so forth.
Right.
And so I think that's really awesome because there's not a lot of shows with good, strong female characters in them. And I think that's something that American television needs more of. But so I recommend checking it out. So
there you go.
That's about it. I haven't had a lot of time to game this week because my new work schedule kind of bites into my afternoon gaming time because I go to bed like the same time as my son now. So, so that way I can get up at 5 a.m. to get to work.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yay.
Welcome to reality.
Well, most people don't go to work until 8 or 9. So I'm finished my work day by 2:30 p.m. So, which is nice. I get to go home and anyway, that's my week in geek. Who's next?
All right. Cool. Ryan,
go.
My turn. Okay. I can't talk to you. I'm on my podcast, woman.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
Just took a step back. Here we are talking about good, strong female
that was
lead.
A joke.
I know.
You know how my relationship is. She's the one.
She wears the pants.
She wears the pants. The family. What was I talking about?
Okay.
I don't know. What were you talking about?
Let's see. Oh, my week. Last week I talked about Plants vs. Zombies and not using any of the power ups to get past a level.
Yeah,
and I had played a level.
Use those gold coins.
And you were stuck.
I was playing. I must have played it over, I don't know, over 20 times, easily.
Hate that.
And so finally I did it without any power ups.
Good job.
So,
woo!
If I can only remember which plants I picked. So, yeah, and that's cool. And I got some more Wookiee stuff to do, and that's pretty it. Pretty much it. Not much going on. Oh, I've been playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, how's that going?
Yeah. Good. I joined a guild and they're encouraging me to level up my healer so I can heal them in their raids.
They're like, you're the newbie, so now you have to be the healer.
I love to be the healer. That's what I specialize in.
I used to, when I played at the very end of my Warcraft playing days, I did turn my paladin into a healadin, and I was having a lot of fun being the healing paladin for the for the group. You know, we would go and do in dungeons, and I would be the healer, and yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I personally think being a healer is far more responsibility because without you, none of it can happen.
Because I went from being the tank paladin, which tanks, okay, the tanks really have it easy. Because all you have to do, especially if it's just like, you know, a whack, you know,
like a jump
just run up and hack them. You know, you just kind of have to stand there and make sure that you, you know, do your occasional abilities every once in a while. But the healer better keep me alive. Otherwise, the raid is going to wipe out.
Yeah. You know? that's I love it because it's like you're keeping track of like everybody's health bars and magic point bars. And you're watching for status ailments.
Yeah. Are you
all the while?
Add-ins? Ryan,
yeah, what are you doing, Ryan? Are you doing any sort of pop-ups and add-ins?
Yeah, I have a few in-game add-ons use. I have one. Mainly it's just Healbot.
Healbot, yeah, that's
which
good.
Just shows health bars on your screen. You can click the bars, and depending on which mouse combination, button combinations you click,
right,
will cast certain spells.
Yeah.
So I generally have like I've got one of those Logitech mouse G500 whatever, it's got like 20 buttons on it.
Right.
And so I have buttons, you know, for different spells, and so yeah, getting better. I haven't healed since the last expansion, so I had there's a little learning curve,
yeah, definitely.
But I'm doing well. And the only people who die on my watch are the people who shouldn't be in the dungeon in the first place.
Stay out of the red circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. I've had a raid wipe because I fell asleep.
Oh, nice.
I fell asleep at the keyboard, and next thing you know, I wake up and
everybody's
dead. And I'm like,
and you're like, you're just sitting there watching your team die.
I was the last person to die, and I totally was like, sorry, everybody, I totally fell asleep at my keyboard. And everybody from then on was just like, just laughing the whole time. It was great.
At least they were laughing.
Oh yeah, that's something I love about Final
You've
Fantasy.
You've been booted from the guild.
That's right.
As long as you're honest, most people are okay, you know.
Yeah.
Casual guilds, those are better. You can get away with a lot.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what my guild is.
It's all about fun. Then.
Friends and family.
Oh, come on. You have to go off my guild's name is abbreviated as PTB. It's Pass the Bong. We're a very
classy.
Casual group.
Classy.
Hey, we have 214 members.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
So we're one of the largest groups in on our server. So anyway,
cool.
What else did you do, Ryan?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
All right. John.
Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot either. Gosh. The only thing that I've done this past week is I read.
Not a geek.
No.
Not.
husband, father.
Kids take all my time. Yeah.
Plus a full time job. That's right. So
yeah,
no, actually,
I
read. I picked up a novel. It's called The Magicians. The author's name is Lev Grossman. And it's essentially it's like an adult version of Harry Potter. It's not like a kid's book, you know, because the first Harry Potter especially was, you know, very – when she first started writing the Harry Potter, you know, they were very – you know, children oriented and, you know, very young adult, definitely young adult. Well, this one is not, it's definitely not a young adult, novel. It's about young adults, but the novel itself is not a young adult novel, but it's kind of like the way that while I was writing this, reading the book, I didn't write it, but as I was reading it, I said to myself, you know, this is probably like if Christopher Nolan did a Harry Potter movie, this is probably what it would be like, because it was really it was really like dark and gritty and you know, just dealt with very, you know, adult situations, even though they were like teenagers, you know, going through this magic
school. And so I don't know. I was just I finished it just because I'm not one of those kind of people that even if I don't like the book, I don't finish it. If I'm in the middle of it and I'm reading it, I'm like, well, I might as well just finish it. Now, there are two other books in the series that I'm probably not going to pick up and read because I really wasn't that impressed with. Like the hero, especially the hero, quote unquote, okay, I use those very heavily. The main protagonist, I should say, not really hero. He's not a very likable character, and the writer did that on purpose. You know, just wrote the character that way. But I just had a really hard time really liking the main character of the book series. But and as I was kind of going on and reading reviews like on Goodreads.com, a lot of people are saying the same thing. You know, they just have a really hard time with this main character. But so I finished that and I picked up The Kill Order by James Dasher, which is essentially the prequel novel to The Maze Runner.
Yeah.
So so it's not a sequel like The Scorch Trials, and the last one is
Death Trials.
Death Zone or something. Anyway, I don't know what the third one is off the top of my head. But The Kill Order is kind of talking about how people dealt with like the sun flares and the rise of the virus and all that kind of stuff. So I'm about a third of the way through that book, and honestly, I'm already far more impressed with this book than I was with The Maze Runner. Now this is the fourth book that he's written, so he's, you know, matured in his writing and gotten better by the time he's written this book, even though it's the prequel. So because I don't know if you remember, but I wasn't all that impressed with The Maze Runner as a novel. So, but everybody that has read the series tells me, yes, the first book is hard to get through, but make sure you read the rest because they're really good. So I'm like, all right. So I just happened to see this one and I couldn't get a hold of the sequel, but I saw that the prequel was available. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I can read the prequel. It's not going to spoil anything. So that's been pretty cool. I also picked up Firefight.
I thought you said you haven't done a lot this week.
I know.
I'm
right?
Just reading. I also picked up Brandon.
Just because
Sanderson's
he hasn't done a lot
Firefight.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have a lot to say.
I haven't started Firefight yet, but I picked it up. But
okay,
so
cool.
I'll have to report on that next week. Some, but
all right.
Yep. Other than that. That's about it.
Right.
Cool.
Nice. Barry.
Well, I've done more video game playing this week than I have in like months, it feels like. So that's nice.
Good job. Congratulations.
I played some Destiny the other night, and I'm level 6 now. Woo!
Woo!
So
you're about to catch me. I'm level 8.
I know, right? Yay, casual gamers!
Yay, casual gamers!
So, but I finally used my Steam gift card and bought the Banner Saga, which has been highly rated and reviewed. You know, it's a turn-based strategy grid system battle system, but the artwork and the story and
the music.
Everything's just so good, and I would totally recommend this to anyone that likes role-playing games or strategy games. This it is fantastic, and
cool.
I've only played an hour or two into it, but it's really really good.
Excellent.
And another game I've been playing a lot, and it was unintentional, but I can't seem to stop wanting to play it, is my kids brought the iPad over to me one day, and they're like, Dad, can you help us with something? I'm like, sure. And they brought me this game, and the game's called Township, which is basically like a building sim game.
Okay.
And so I've never played or really been into building simulator games, but they're like, help us do this. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, wait, no, let's put this here.
That's kind of fun.
let's put that there. And they're like, ooh, I have to gather these resources and I have to build this. And I had to put it over here. No, it doesn't look good there. Let's put it over here. And I'm just like, and every single time I see the kids with the iPad, I'm just like, I want to play Township.
Can I help you with that?
Let me
help
you.
Do you need my help now?
So, and my seven-year-old's kind of complaining now. He's like, you changed my whole town. And I'm like, it's my town now. It's my
town. You even changed the name to Barry's Town.
That's right. It's funny. Lord Brix's town.
That's
so,
right.
And then it made me think about, like, well, maybe I'd like some of the Civ games or something like that. Because I've never played those or really been into them, but if I like this game enough...
Civilization's more of like a turn-based. Civilization's more like Risk.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, it's like dominating the map or whatever. But what you're probably looking more for is like Sim City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, that's all I've done a lot of gaming geek stuff.
Good job.
And then, of course, you know, Sweet Kicks with Bricks had a couple new episodes come out this week. One of them was called Children of Morta, which is a hack and slash roguelike, procedurally generated dungeons and everything, with some role playing elements to it. It actually looks really cool. This is one that I definitely will want to pick up and play. And then another episode that came out this week was, Schrodinger's Cats.
Schrodinger's Cats. Yeah.
Schrodinger.
Which is it's a card bluffing game where you're trying to eliminate other players and you have different cards you have, and the cards are boxes, and you have to like flip the boxes, open the boxes, and you find out whether to see what's inside. So the cat's either going to be alive,
dead or
the
alive.
Cat's going
right.
to be dead, right. or there's nothing is in the box.
What's in the box?
Stupid!
What's in the box?
So, but that game looks kind of fun too. And if you're a person that likes bluffing games,
card game cat based card game.
Yeah, if you like cats and you like bluffing games like poker, then that's the game for you.
I'm looking forward to my
exploding cat game.
Yeah, exploding kittens.
I can't wait until it comes.
I know, that's crazy. It is now the most successfully funded Kickstarter ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They only wanted $10,000 and they've got $6
million. I know. That's just insane. Insane! If you put out a product that people are going to want, then, you know.
People love the oatmeal comics.
There you go.
I do. That's why I bought it.
There you go. Yep.
There you go. All right, well, let's go to our next segment of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about things we did. No, gosh, I'm in the zone. We didn't
do. No,
you're
not. You're out of the zone.
No, you're out of the zone.
You're gone.
Gone.
This is the segment
The Weekly Geek.
Talk about geeky news.
Yes,
that happened throughout the week. That's the one.
That's the segment.
And, and there's some fun things that I want to talk about this week. So,
right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I know that we're all excited that Robotech is back on track to be made into a live action film.
Yay!
Can I take this for a second?
Yes, go for it.
Robotech, Michael.
Man.
Okay, because we all, you know, for those who have been following this project, like myself, so back in 2007, Tobey Maguire was like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna produce this, we're gonna make this happen. And, like, nothing really happened. And then, like, a year later in 2008, we find out that supposedly Lawrence Kasdan, you know, who wrote, like, Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark, was going to
be the script writer. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, if he's going to be the script writer, this show is going to be amazing.
Right.
And then also Charles Roven, who did Afro Samurai and like The Dark Knight, was also going to come on as a producer. And then nobody heard anything about it. And then in 09.
Silence.
Yeah, exactly. And then in 09, a writer named Tom Rob Smith was slated to write the film story. Now, and everybody's like, wait, wasn't so and so going to write the scripts? And wasn't somebody else going to produce it? And then for some reason, Roven backed out in 09 for undisclosed reasons. And then silence.
Yep.
2013, Warner Brothers is like, hey, we're going to really push this through. And apparently, supposedly, was talking to Nick Matthau to, like, do the film.
Okay.
And then that fell through.
Yep.
And now we get another announcement that apparently Warner Brothers-based group.
Where are we?
Yeah. What is it? Gianni Numinari. Numinari?
The Illuminati?
Yes, what? That guy.
Illuminati? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and Mark Canton, they hired Michael Gordon to be the new script writer. And, well, Michael Gordon did, like, the 300 screenplay. What, Ryan, you like 300.
No, I'm just saying that this is the process that...
Yeah, it's like welcome to Hollywood,
and that's
kind of what I'm getting at. It's like,
apart.
Yeah, and now they have supposedly a new director.
So in other words,
it's honestly in a year we're going to hear a complete different story.
In other words, we should just take it.
Nothing's ever going to happen.
Well, it's kind of like when we had Brandon Mole on the show, and he was talking about how people bought the rights to do Fablehaven,
and then
it expired. And then more people bought the rights to Fablehaven, and that expired. So people are just buying, they're renting the Robotech name until they can finally get enough people to get behind it.
Right.
And then that's why there's so many changes of people, because the people
And it also has to, it also has to do with, coming up with a good script, something that the production company can get behind. And say, yes, that sounds, let's do that. We will give you money. Let's greenlight that.
We feel that will be successful.
Right. And they haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, like when I was talking with Tommy Yune and Kevin Yun with Harmony Gold at the Fan X, and we were like, well, what are these rumors about the Robotech live movie? And he's like, oh, we plan on doing a live production at some point in time. But we don't know when, how, what, so forth. We just know that it's supposedly a light at the end. Yeah, we know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't know how long that tunnel is.
Let's just put a pin in it.
Yeah, and so we were like, okay, we can respect that because they were truthful. They weren't like trying to tout anything new.
Well, the same thing is going on with the Stargate reboot.
What's up with that?
Well, they keep, it's the same thing. It's the same process that you're talking about with the Robotech.
I have a question, though. Everyone's talking about how they hated the movie. I remember really liking the movie.
I liked the Stargate
movie. I liked the movie.
Obviously,
enough people liked the movie that they decided to do a TV series.
Yeah, I love the TV series as well. I mean, it went like what 10 seasons?
Seasons for the SG-1
went 10
SG-1.
Seasons. Atlantis
went
6,
and then
Universe 2. Because Universe wasn't very good.
It was actually really good. The story was actually far
more. Yeah, it was so good that it lasted,
It was outside of the normal Stargate.
It was trying too hard to be. It was trying too hard to be
Battlestar Galactica.
Instead of staying within the Stargate universe, they were trying too hard to capture the Battlestar Galactica
drama and
crowd.
I had honestly hadn't thought of that, John, to do the comparison, because Battlestar Galactica had already finished.
Exactly.
by the time SG-1 came around. I mean,
so,
SG-1.
No.
By the time the Stargate universe, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Right.
Yeah.
So
sci-fi,
I didn't
put
the sci-fi channel was like, ooh, well, we need to have some kind of a gritty.
What's the replacement?
Yeah, a gritty sci-fi. So let's use Stargate and do something with that.
Yeah, Either way,
I'm excited because I love the Stargate universe and the fact that they want to reboot it and, you know, they really do. They want to go from the beginning and start all over again and have a trilogy of movies. I mean, they can go anywhere and do anything they want because the Stargate universe is so expansive.
Right.
And so,
we'll see.
I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just, they have writers, and so, I mean, when the movie comes out, probably won't be for like another 5 years or something.
They're just trying to put it together to see if it is feasible at this point. I don't know why I didn't know about this, but I guess TNT is doing a Teen Titans.
I didn't
even know about that. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we've just announced a cast. I'm like, what? How did I not even know that they were working on that?
Well, they didn't announce the cast. They announced the characters that they picked from the Teen Titan group that will be in the show.
Is it going to be live?
It's live.
Live action.
And so some of the characters, like Cyborg's not going to be in it.
Understandable. That's like a lot of
CG. Because Cyborg is going to be.
But Cyborg's going to be in this Batman versus Superman movie.
Right.
And so he's going to be in the cinematic DC universe, so they probably don't want to involve him into the TV universe. But of course, the main character will be Dick Grayson as Nightwing leading the group. And then they'll have, they said they'll have Raven and,
Hawk Dove
and, Starfire. Is that her name?
Right. Yeah.
But some of the other characters that people are really familiar with, like Cyborg and Beast Boy, are probably not going to be in the show.
No. But the Tigress chick, what's her name? She's in it. And then, Is it just Tigress?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like how they have Raven because I think she's a cool character. So.
Yeah.
So do you think they'll keep the same feel as like the Arrow and the Flash on
CW? I don't know.
CW?
It's TNT.
Or are they gonna go with a different feel?
I don't think they've said.
It's a formula that works, so might as well go with it.
Well,
yeah,
also being TNT, they don't have the same restraints as like the
broadcast
CW
app. Versus,
okay, yeah. So it's gonna be Dick Grayson as Nightwing. It's going to be Barbara Gordon,
but as
as Batgirl, but as her
Oracle
while she's in the wheelchair. But
they
don't call her Oracle in this Teen Titans, even though she is basically, you know, in her Oracle stage. But they're not going to call her Oracle.
So are they going to do like Hawk and Dove as a couple?
Yes.
Or are they always romantically involved?
No. Because initially Hawk and Dove were two guys.
Yeah. Right. That's why I'm like,
but then Dove died. And then there was a new Dove that was a female, and then they became romantically involved.
Yeah. Apparently,
but the new 52
reading...
ones are not. Well, from what I read, they weren't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
apparently they're not very popular.
I think they did say that it is going to be a romantic pairing in this
show. They're kind of a fringe group. They had their own. Right. They've had their own comic book series a couple times.
I guess you have to have the.
Well, I'm just excited that Nightwing is going to be in a TV show.
That should be cool. Have you seen the Nightwing YouTube series yet?
Just the first episode.
The first episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, for a fan film, it was really good.
Huh.
Anyway,
Daredevil trailer looks cool.
Yeah.
That
kind of
that
got
seems
a lot of
people's right
attention.
There.
So April 10th, all episodes will be out.
Yeah. Yep, I think it's 13 episodes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
I think it's 13 episodes.
Well, so, and yeah, they're still planning on having Jessica Jones out this same year too.
By the end of the year, right?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, that's the next Netflix Marvel series. She is the girlfriend of
Luke Cage.
She used to be a superhero, and then she lost her powers.
But now she's like a detective.
She's like a detective.
I know that the Squirrel Girl
is their babysitter. So,
yes,
it'll be interesting.
Squirrel Girl, really?
Yeah, say that.
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. At FanX, there was a girl who was dressed as a Squirrel Girl, and it was an amazing cosplay.
Oh, that's fun.
I had to go up and get, you know, be like, "Oh, awesome, Squirrel Girl!" And she was like, oh, "You're one of the few people who know the character." And I'm like, "How can you
not?"
Right.
Funny character.
I'm like, she's like one of the, yeah. Anyway,
so but you know the Daredevil. I mean, it's obviously
dark and gritty.
The dark and gritty. You know, it's another dark and gritty superhero show.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the trailer with my son, and he's like, "Dad, that's a little too scary for me."
Yeah,
you're right.
No, but it's interesting because Marvel has yet to do the dark and gritty yet.
Yeah,
it's always DC, and the movies in the Marvel universe have been relatively lighthearted.
Yeah.
And even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is relatively lighthearted compared to like Arrow and Gotham.
Right.
And,
that's true.
And so now this is Marvel's venture into the dark and gritty.
Well, and you know, I mean, it's the whole Hell's Kitchen, you know, 1970s Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if, the Punisher is going to show up.
Well, I was going to say,
they could do so much in the trailer.
What do you think of his costume?
I think it's temporary.
Yeah,
I think it's temporary.
It's eventually. Well, they did say that eventually.
He's not a ninja.
We will see.
Well, he is kind of a ninja.
Doesn't necessarily look like a ninja in the trailer.
But I don't really mind that. It's probably temporary. But even if it's not, I don't really have a big problem with it because it reminds me of Grendel, and I like Grendel.
They did say that it was inspired by the Frank Miller Man Without Fear storyline. The origin storyline. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
It's like, and it's kind of like what Batman did when he was getting started. Like he just dressed up in black and had a mask on.
That's not Frank Miller, though.
No. Yes, it is. Year Zero is.
Oh, Year One, I was thinking.
Or, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, Year One.
Year One's not Frank. Is it?
It's not.
No.
I don't think it is.
Google. Listeners, if you know.
Well, I know that. I mean, definitely, you know, Return of Dark Knight.
Call
Returns,
us out.
But,
sure,
man,
sure.
But
I was curious. So I was looking at the comments about the Daredevil trailer on IGN. Talk about, like, pages and pages of hate. I'm like, what's
know,
up with
nothing
people?
But trolls. It's just people
like, yeah,
wanting
just
to complain. To complain.
I don't read the comments.
I never read comments.
Only on the Closet Geek Facebook page.
Batman Year One was Frank Miller. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Okay. Boom. I just don't remember. The art was very different from, say, Dark Knight or 300 or Sin City. The art was very... I remember it being different. I don't know. I have a go.
I'm just interested to see how they portray his powers more.
That's what I was getting at.
Did you notice that they kind of did?
A little bit.
Obviously,
it was
it's
like
kind of
like showing the shimmer of the screen.
How he was kind of like hearing and listening.
But one of the cool things about Daredevil that people don't realize is that it's not just like his little echolocation, but he has smell. He can hear heartbeats, so he knows when people are lying.
Right.
And so all his senses
got heightened.
Are super
touch,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he can touch. He can
read newsprint with his fingers.
Yeah. So people will write letters to him, and he can read.
I knew that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just by touching the page and where the pen has made the stroke, he can read the letter.
Yep.
So yeah, stuff like that. It's amazing, and he tracks down people. If you thought Wolverine had good tracking, Daredevil is just as good tracker. Yeah.
Well, and that's awesome. This is something I'm excited about, because Daredevil has been a character that I'm really not really familiar with. And the concept of his character has always intrigued me and has always been really cool. So I'm excited to like venture into Daredevil world and check and experience what his character is all about.
Before the series even comes out, there was a really good Daredevil movie that came out a few years ago that had Ben Affleck in it. And you should watch that, because it was really, really good.
John, I know you liked that movie, but I hated it.
Talking about trolls.
You do like that movie, John.
Troll,
I know.
I don't think it was a bad movie like everybody else did.
He watches it on fast forward just to get a fix.
I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen that movie.
That's Star Wars, man.
That's great. That was
so. But no, the trailer looks cool. We're all excited to see it, and in a month's time, we will be able to do that. And I'm sure there'll be some binge watching. Maybe we should all watch it together. Not like together, but at the same time period. That way, we can talk about it on the show and stuff. So, the Closet Geek
reviews.
We'll
see how well that goes.
We could watch it together if you come to Dragon Con with me.
That's right.
There you go. Are you going, John? Yeah. Are you officially going?
I'm gonna try.
I can get my hotel room.
John has a much.
It's only 4 hours away from me.
Yeah, John can go.
Gonna be an hour away from me.
Yeah, it's more a matter of.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, SLC Anime is starting to talk about going up to Idaho for the July Idaho Anime Expo.
Way to go, Idaho!
Yeah, woo. So we'll see, because I might be able to make a weekend out of it.
I put this in the show notes. Primarily, I was thinking of Ryan when I put this in the show notes, but. So the actor who plays the Mountain on Game of Thrones broke a 1,000-year-old record of taking a log that was nearly a mast of a ship, basically, that was nearly 1,500 pounds.
No, 1,433.
It was 1,462 or something like that.
I thought it was 33, but anyway.
And the record was that apparently the story was that this Viking carried this mast on his shoulder for three steps. And then
to move it. Yeah.
Hathor Bjornsson is the guy. He plays the Mountain in the Game of Thrones.
Right.
By the way.
So he
6'9". 400 pounds.
6'9".
I liked the setup, so you could obviously tell that they are being safe, but still, it's insane. He picks up this almost 1,500-pound log on his shoulders and takes 5 steps.
Well,
I'm like,
yeah, just the fact that he
could have
broken
it. How is that humanly possible? How is it?
It's humanly possible because you just saw it happen.
I mean, just picking it up.
Technically superhuman.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of performance enhancing going on.
That might be true.
I'm sure he does.
I mean, just the act of picking up and putting that much weight on, you know, getting on your shoulders.
Right.
Then being able to walk with it, that's just
because
crazy.
Just because you take steroids doesn't mean you can lift 1,500 pounds.
Right.
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 You have to be genetically able to
handle
that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, he's amazing, and it was cool, and...
Congratulations.
Yeah, he did that, and then he's like, what was he shouting? Victory, or something like that,
yeah.
And then he nearly passed out.
Yeah,
probably.
Well,
no kidding.
You know, for all the naysayers out there who are like, you know, I wish they would have removed the, you know,
the
support
the
to make it look like he was actually holding it, and I was like, dude, the fact that he could move it... Well,
yeah.
it's a safety issue. It's
right.
Like,
sure.
You know,
because we don't want to
die.
Slip and die.
Oops, sorry. Broke, or, you know, his hip broke.
Whoever
when
says
he
that just
the weight.
Needs to be ignored.
It's just, internet trolls.
Right.
That's Stay why
trolls.
I never read comments.
We don't like trolls. Trolls are
well,
not welcome.
That's why, internet comments, I mean, that's the whole reason that PewDiePie even turned off his comments, because, I mean, it's just, there's no point in them.
Who?
PewDiePie?
PewDiePie, he's the most...
He's like,
the really, really
He's
familiar.
The
biggest YouTuber and Twitch guy around.
He's the big like, let's play...
He plays video games, and
he's a
he has more
he's
followers than anyone else. So
and he eventually, he eventually just turned off his comments.
Well, he said, so I'm sick
nobody,
of trolls, and I'm sick of spam.
Yep,
that was another big,
nobody,
big reason.
Nobody comments on his videos anymore.
Will he still get followers?
Oh, yeah. He's still just as huge as
he
always was.
He still has like Even, millions
like,
and millions of followers.
He gains more every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
but
crazy.
He just said, nope. No more comment. There's nothing.
And,
there's
and
no,
other people,
nothing
other,
constructive going on.
Other people have been following suit too. I know of some other people are like, "Yep, I'm done with all you trolls as well." So, if you guys want to still watch my videos, that's cool. But I'm not gonna read them anymore.
Yeah. Dude, cool. I just watched the video of Bjornsson doing that again.
Yeah.
And yeah, Ryan, you're totally right. Like after he was celebrating, it's almost like his legs finally realized. What had just happened?
Right.
And he, like,
yeah.
He started to stumble, and both of
his
coaches
body
was like,
was like
yeah.
"What did
yeah.
you do to me?"
He started to wear
off.
Right. Right. Right.
But yeah.
He's like,
I mean,
I'm gonna go ice my legs.
It was five definitive steps. I mean, it was one foot in front of the other. It was pretty impressive.
Amazing. Ridiculous.
It's amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
So in some gaming news, I guess for those that are Blizzard fans and definitely Warcraft fans, they're gonna get Warcraft 3 on the StarCraft 2 engine.
Yeah, what they did is, the StarCraft 2 has created, there's all kinds of mods that people can make for the StarCraft 2. They even have their own little section called the arcade where you can go in and you can kind of browse and see what other games people have made with the StarCraft II engine. But they've never really released, other than just the StarCraft II models and textures and stuff, or people just had to, make their own. But they've, Blizzard officially released over 3,000 assets, from the Warcraft III real-time strategy game. And so now people are, these professional modders are going to be able to take these assets and recreate Warcraft 3 in the updated StarCraft 2 engine. And so now we'll be able to play Warcraft 3 on, modern day computers, which is really cool. And Blizzard has said that there's going to be a special section within the arcade that's going to be just, Warcraft 3 stuff. So, personally, I'm really excited because I loved Warcraft 3. It was awesome.
Yeah, Warcraft 3 was awesome. But with them being able to do this with the new engine and stuff, I wonder if that's going to mean anything for possible, esports. Because Blizzard games are, especially StarCraft, is huge within the esport, area. So bringing Warcraft back into that
maybe
engine area, that could be
unless
something.
Unless Blizzard does their own official
release
boards, then maps, then they probably won't, because
it
the
might
only
be
thing
like an expose before the tournament.
Sure.
Yeah.
But as far as like official tournaments, it's only going to be like official StarCraft stuff.
Expensive.
So speaking,
popular it gets.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of Blizzard, I just have to say that relating to a post I did on Facebook today, I am super
Overwatch?
Excited for Overwatch.
Oh my gosh,
holy
did
cow.
You read the article?
Yeah, I read it.
I
Dude,
saw
it was
that article like made me cry tears of joy.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why is because they are specifically making Overwatch to kind of be like an like an anti-competitive multiplayer first-person shooter.
Like,
how can you do that?
Well,
because
they don't want it to be like, Call of Duty and all those games.
Which
and they want,
it looks like it can turn into quite easily. That's why I probably wouldn't play.
Well, the reason why, right, and this is what they're trying to do. It's kind of the same thing that they're doing with Heroes of the Storm, where, yes, it's kind of, somewhat of a MOBA type game like League of Legends
or
Dota.
Yeah.
But Overwatch, they specifically are trying to stay away from the competitive first-person shooter world that really is very toxic and very
people are mean.
Yeah, well, and it's definitely not like casual gamers obviously can't go and
Blizzard
has millions and millions of casual players.
Right, exactly.
They don't want to alienate all of them.
Right, and that's why they're trying to make the game the way that they are. And so they have said that they are never going to have like a simple death match game style. It's always going to be either about point domination, or it's going to be about escorts, that kind of stuff. It's never going to be about, who can see like your highest kill death ratio. It's not going to be based on that. It's going to be based on how successful you are in supporting the team and working together as a team and all of that stuff. But yeah, the article is great. So anybody that's listening that would like to learn more about what Overwatch is, I posted a link to this PC Gamer article in the post that was for the Closet Geek story. So check that out.
Yeah, relating to that though is I really liked everything that you said as well. But another thing that I was really excited about was that in the article, they're also quoting the president of Blizzard, correct?
Chris Metzen.
Chris Metzen.
Yeah, he's not the president, but he's like head of marketing or something like that.
In his interview, the person writing the article was saying that Blizzard has created this new universe that is going to be able to expand into all sets of media.
Right.
And Metzen also said, yeah, we want all of that.
We want to do all of that.
He said, so they want to create a cartoon series. They want to create movies. They want to create action figures. They want to create, all formats
Blizzard
of media.
Expanding.
And he said, our team that works on our cinematic films in the games, they're
going to continue
team.
Working on more stuff.
Yeah, he was
based
saying
on
that
the
they're
Overwatch world.
They're going to keep making either short films or even he said the team and that part of our company is growing. So he kind of alluded that we want to start making movies ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. That would be pretty amazing.
I mean, we saw how cool the announcement trailer was.
I know, it's so
you
good.
Know, and I mean, if they could even do some kind of a single movie just based on that and do something like that, that would be awesome.
Oh yeah, it'd be so good.
But yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'm really excited about it, and
something
we're
else,
all even
we're
more
all Blizzard
so.
Fans.
Yeah, even yeah. more so because of what I read in that article.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, something else about tech that I wanted to talk about that affects the Closet Geek is Google search now shows social media links when you do a search. So, for example, if you do a search for the Closet Geek, you'll now see our Twitter, our Facebook, our other social media posts pop up on the side, so you can immediately see what our most recent posts are just by following through the Google search.
That's cool.
And so you can actually keep track of if you like search for yourself, for example, you might be able to find what your most recent post was on social media. And it's allowing companies and, groups like ourselves and podcasts and other social media organizations to be able to be searched easier and to create hopefully a quicker follower base.
Yeah.
By having that quick social media access through Google. It's something that just came out like yesterday. It's kind of new. So if you ever see your search pop-ups when you do your searches come up with all these weird additional posts that you've never seen on the right side of your searches, those are all the media posts that are linked to what you're looking for.
There you go.
And so you can see what's happening on social media.
Yeah, SEO is really cool. I mean, I studied a lot of that, and I worked
within the industry. And when I was going to school, one of the things they always said is, when you Google your name, what pops up first? Like, what is first? And they said, if it's not relating to you, you are doing something wrong. Because, you know, we were involved in digital media and everything. They're like, if you're involved in this industry, your name needs to be at the top of the list when anyone Googles your name. And so, like, I Googled my name just now, and I'm the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm the first 7 choices on Google when you Google my name.
Apparently, there's a trumpet player named Ryan Ricks.
There's a trumpet player. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes.
What
I'm
are
five
you, Mike?
Of the 7. I'm 5 of the top 7, and my image is the number 1 image for me. So that's cool. But yeah, it's pretty neat. Hopefully it will benefit us. Something I noticed when you type in the Closet Geek that we don't have that might be fun. If anybody is a Wikipedia person who likes to do Wikipedia updates, the Closet Geek needs a wiki page. So who's the Closet Geek? And boom, we would get a wiki page hit.
They could just go to our own website.
Yes, right. But a lot of people will actually rely on Wikipedia before going to an actual .com or .net page. Just because
sad.
That's the culture. It's the culture. I'm just letting you know.
No, it's not sad. I do that all the time.
Yeah,
why? Because it's really difficult to navigate people's web pages.
Sometimes.
Like if I want to find something specific, like articles written by a certain person, it's so difficult to, for example, I was doing James Fell. He's a writer for AskMan.com. He's their fitness writer. And I went to AskMan.com and trying to look up James Fell, and it just kind of took me all these other articles. And I'm like, I just want a list of all the articles he did because I want to read them.
Sure.
And it was extremely difficult. So I found it through another page. Mm-hmm. Not their own page. So,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, cool. If anybody's a wiki person, help us out.
All right. Well, now it's time. What, Ryan, are you?
I don't think we
have. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, we do? Oh,
yeah. It's time for Geeky Trivia.
All right.
Woo.
It's going to be a quick 20 questions. And I apologize, these are not my own questions. I was not prepared.
You are not prepared.
The topic of these questions is The Hunger Games.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Booker.
The question number one.
Movie.
Katniss is named after what?
A flower.
Oh.
Berry.
Dang it.
Ooh, let me write this down.
I don't think I even knew that.
All right. Which district does Katniss come from?
12.
Dang
John. The contest known as the Hunger Games commemorates what?
The victory of the Hunger Wars.
No, the victory of the capital
winning the war.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah, okay.
John.
I was trying to figure out how to word it.
Capital's victory over the districts. All right.
Yeah, there we go.
What does PETA's father do?
He's a baker.
No.
Yeah.
His mother's a baker.
Well, they're both bakers.
So they're both bakers. Because they never mentioned the father.
In the book, he does.
In the book, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Katniss and PETA's mentor is?
Haymitch.
Dang it.
That was a tie.
That was a tie. Number 6. Which poisonous berries result in a tribute's death?
Night berries. Night.
What? Night something.
Night.
Nightshade berries.
Oh,
I don't know.
I can't.
Moon it's night shadow, berries. Night lock, or night shade?
Night lock.
Night shadow.
Isn't that what I said? Didn't I say nightshade? Or no, I just called them night berries or something. I don't remember.
Okay.
No one gets
it. It is night lock.
Oh, yay. I was right.
You guessed.
You did.
Yay.
Well, I was multiple choice and that
you
was
chose,
right.
You chose wisely.
Wisely. Yes, thank you. Wisely.
What
you chose
the name
Wesley.
Of, shush now. What is shush now, woman? What is the name of the day when Hunger Games tributes are chosen?
The choosing day. The
no.
Reaping day. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, reaping. Reaping day. Who said that?
I did, Mike.
Okay.
Choosing day. No, that's not right.
Okay. Finnick O'Dare competes in the 75th Hunger Games. What is his weapon of choice?
Trident. A net.
Oh.
Yeah.
I called it a spear, but
it was a trident.
This is a trident.
Yeah, Michael, get the point.
What is an AVOX?
A person, a slave that has their tongue taken out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good call. Right.
Somebody that, like, got captured outside of their district.
Yes. Yes,
and then got taken to the capital, their tongues are taken out, and then they become
job.
Servants.
Yep. What is District 13?
They are the energy district.
The nuclear district.
Yeah.
There is no District 13.
They were a military district.
John is the closest. District 13 is uninhabitable.
Because of the nuclear
radiation.
That's a false propaganda.
Propaganda from the capital.
All right. How does Katniss honor Rue?
By a pin.
No, she honors
her by
burying her with flowers.
And everything right, around
yeah,
her.
Yeah, sorry, Barry. I'll give that to Barry.
Sorry.
Like kissed the, did the symbol,
uh-huh.
His finger thingy.
And the thingy, timeouts.
Which three are all mutations? Jabberjays, Tracker Jackers, and Wolf Mutts?
Yes.
Or Rose Scented Lizard Mutts, Tracker Jackers, and Whale Sharks? Or Tracker Jackers, Jabberjays, and Chip Mutts?
The first one.
The first one, yeah.
John, he got it.
I was like, well, it's like, yeah, I'm like, I'll concur.
The salute of Katniss's district, a sign of defiance on the camera.
Oh, I just talked about
the few
kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
I
already talked
about
fingers up. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Three fingers pressed to the lips, raised to the air. All right. Ooh. That one's dumb. That's not a Jennifer Lawrence question,
not a Hunger Games one.
Yeah. Tributes from wealthier districts who train specifically for the games are known as?
The champions?
Their career.
Career,
yes.
Career.
Yeah, Michael,
good job,
careers.
Michael. Careers, yeah.
Yeah.
The era which predates the Hunger Games during which the districts rebelled is referred to as?
The upheaval? The
the not hungry games.
The
the
dark
rebellion.
Ages. The dark times.
Days. You
the
guys
dark,
got it wrong.
The dark days.
All right.
The dark lord.
Following in her mother's footsteps, Prim becomes a
medic.
That's
I don't know.
A healer. That's close. That's close. That's close. I gave it to you. Nurse medic. It's the same thing, but Michael answers first. All right. The area of the 75th Hunger Games is set up in an unusual way.
A clock.
What is it?
It's a clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep,
like
yep.
A clock. Barons.
Tick-tock.
All right. Why does President Snow's breath smell of blood?
He drinks poison. He drank poison, and it causes him to bleed, and that's why he has the rose as well, because it takes away the scent of the blood.
In other words, he drinks poison.
Doesn't he have to eat the rose?
No, he drank poison. He doesn't continue to drink it.
he's actually part snake. No, just kidding.
All right. Wrong show.
The wrong last show. Question. Pan Am, once known as North America, was named after a... famous Roman phrase. What is the English translation of the Roman
one
phrase?
One land.
No, that's a stupid question.
okay.
Is that a Hunger Games thing?
Yeah, yes. It's called
Pan Am in their country.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a Roman phrase. What's the Roman phrase?
United.
No.
No.
It's red and something.
Red and white.
Red and blue. Bread and wine. Bread and circles. Bread and circuses.
I have
bread
no
and circles.
Idea what you're
bread and wine.
Yeah, it's a stupid last question, and the winner is Michael
with 8.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I thought Barry had this.
Barry came in third.
See, I've never read the book.
You know what? I would have come in first if my computer was not lagging.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. We haven't heard anything this episode.
Shut your faces.
No trolling.
All right. No trolling. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek. We bring you the best audio chemistry around. So if you have any questions, email us those at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And you can find us on all our social media, iTunes, Stitcher, and all that stuff. So if you want any of that information, go to theclosetgeek.net. That's it. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.